had a little chat with funny man Andrew Maxwell. He is in the Opera House tonight. If you want to go, got some tickets.
Good morning.
How are you?
You just introduced me as I took a sip of my cup of tea. Yeah, I'm great, buddy. How are you?
What kind of tea are you drinking?
Oh, it's some sort of English tea. It's all right. I've literally just been in Cork. I was there last weekend from... My little brother's wedding was in Kerry. Right. And then we hung out in West Cork, and I drank a lot of Barry's tea.
That's the job.
If you drink a lot of it, it will propel you into the future.
What have you seen in the future, Andrew?
I've just seen more of me walking around getting petrol in petrol stations and buying sandwiches in Santa. Nothing exciting. Also, all the newspaper headlines say Donald Trump's just lost an election. So that's pretty good.
Yes. Hey. Oh, whoa.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Is Trump a big part of the new show? Does he get a mention at all?
He doesn't get any mention, Casey, and it's out of principle.
Right.
he gets enough attention as it is.
But isn't that just fodder gold, Andrew?
I think we are in a world where some of these things are so stupid, they are beyond comedy.
Yeah.
You know, basically, political comedy involves somebody serious doing something stupid.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
somebody stupid does something stupid, then nothing's happened.
that is brilliantly true.
If Richard Bruton broke his wrist by taking up skateboarding, that would be comedy.
Right.
But, Donald Trump doing something absurd or obscene, nothing there, fella. Move on.
Good stuff. So tell me about this new show. What's it all about then?
Oh, it is sort of, a compilation of, I haven't been in Cork, I haven't been at the Opera House for 2 years, so it is everything that has happened. Trump is in the show, has happened in Ireland and around the world over the last 2 years. And Brexit, let's not forget Brexit.
Of course, yeah.
It turns out the little island, the senior island, when it comes to decision making these days. And then I also got married, so there's the whole crazy, wacky story of getting married. And in the usual, I was just having a crack in the room. As anybody's ever seen me before, you know the score. I like to muck around and have a bit of fun with the audience.
Good stuff. Like, you've been living over in the UK. I didn't realise this. I always thought you were stationed in Dublin and popping over and back. But you've been there for 22 years. So tell us...
Station makes me sound like some sort of local pilot.
Smoking rollies off the top of a lighthouse.
That's me, all alone in my woolly jumper.
Yeah. How is it over there at the moment with the whole Brexit thing? Is it as big a deal as we seem to think it is? Yeah.
Oh, God, it is. Yeah, yeah. And absolutely nobody has a clue.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think it's a lot of people. I mean, it might be wishful thinking on people who voted Remain, but a lot of people don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my thing is, look, I mean, honestly, you know, there's a huge generational divide. Over 90% of people over the age of 80 voted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Casey, I mean, it's going to be a massive pain to do this thing. My thing is, why can't we just tell them we did it?
Pass away.
Yeah. We'll up the visits to the old folks' home. We'll drop in them, tell them it's happened. Oh, the Germans, you should have seen their face, Nana. Oh, they dropped their pumpernickel. Oh, they were horrified. But we did it.
Andrew Maxwell, he's in Cork tonight at the Opera House.